From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands on Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors okayed three new labor agreements with county unions Monday, December 29th. Memorandums of agreement were ratified for new contracts with sheriff's deputies, corrections officers, and county employees in the United Public Service Employees Union. A fourth contract with the Columbia County 911 Employees Union was approved by the board earlier this month. The contracts will be retroactive to January 1, 2014. The agreements do not include raises for 2014, but will include wage hikes in 2015 and 2016. Although the memorandums of understanding were approved Monday, the specific terms of each contract must be finalized. Union representatives expect that process to take a few weeks. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Associated Press is reporting the minimum wage in New York will increase from $8 to $8.75 an hour on New Year's Eve. The hourly wage could rise further if lawmakers pass another increase during the 2015 legislative session. Supporters of a higher wage are calling for a $10.10 per hour minimum and want to give cities like New York the authority to raise it even more. Opponents say another wage hike could increase labor costs and prompt employers to cut jobs. The wage hike was one of a series of increases approved by the legislature in 2013. Minimum wage is set to increase again on December 31, 2015 to $9 per hour. The increase this year will impact an estimated 7,000 workers. Jessica Bakeman is reporting at Capital New York, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and state education leaders are planning a more aggressive push for school district mergers in 2015, arguing the reorganization of the state's 700 districts could cut costs and increase educational opportunities for students. Lawmakers and stakeholder groups have offered policy proposals that aim to encourage mergers, such as using state aid to ease tax increases that would result in some districts. However, the major barrier to mergers is popularity. Combining school districts requires approval from residents in each affected community, and recent percentage suggests that voters just don't want to do it. Since 2010, 17 of 19 school district merger attempts have failed. Read the full story at Capital New York. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 32. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 16. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 31. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 15. Thursday, New Year's Day, mostly sunny with a high near 31. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 36. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7:23 a.m. and sunset today at 4:32 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 8 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fifth Tuesday of the month and WGXC is unaware of any recurring public meetings scheduled for today. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.